As mentioned, there are so many layers to this incredible pasuk of Sivar al Hashem Aleikav. Yisayid v'sherish ha'avayda brings a Zohar. Sivar al Hashem Aleikav means to get close to Hashem through breaking our physical desires. Sivroi shvira, same thing. Same thing that we've been mentioning before. But you know, as human beings, we're always caught in this constant tension between neshama and gef, between body and soul. And the pull of the chomeris and the pull of the materialism, materialistic world is so strong. It's drawing us to comfort. It's drawing us just to meet our physical desires and our physical urges and the chemical impulses. Adam min ha'adama. There's a sense where this is natural for us. And it's constantly pulling us down. On the other hand, we have a neshama tahira that comes from the highest of places. How do we create this alignment and association with our neshama rather than our guf? Says Yisayid v'sherish ha'avayda b'shem nezayah kadosh. Nezayah pashas v'yakal. Sivar Hashem aleikav. And not tikvasa, not bitchayna. What are we meant to do? Break our physical desires and break our physical urges. Doing things that are challenging for us. Doing things that are difficult. Things that are hard for the body. The examples that he brings might not necessarily be examples that are so relevant to us, but it doesn't matter. The principle is what's important. He's talking about toivling in the mikvah, or fasting often, or davening with full kavanah and full strength. For us, it might be different. For us, it might be the way that we relate to our food, or the way we relate to our sleep, the way that we relate to all the things that give us physical comfort and physical pleasure. Being able to break those desires. Being able to weaken the hold that the body has over our souls and our spirit. That's Sivar Hashem Aleikav. This is it. And the Sfasemis says this is the goal of breaking this hergel, being Sheva Hergelov, is to feel that we can give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anshei Kodesh Chiyuni. We're meant to be people, but holy people. We're not meant to be angels. We're meant to be human beings. V'yisim kadoshim lelekeichem. Drawing ourselves close to Hashem with the kedusha, that we can draw into this world, into ourselves. Shogam kedusha tzarech lies l'shem Hashem. The purpose of the kedusha that we achieve is to come close to Hashem. It's not just an endurance test. Oh, how much can I do without this? How much can I do without that? It's the idea of being able to prioritize the soul over the body, the neshama over the guf, and draw ourselves close to Hashem. And perhaps this comes to its strongest expression in the way that we approach our davening. Being able to invest physical, emotional, and spiritual energy in our tefillah. To create a sense of focus, to create and generate a sense of connection. That only comes when we weaken the hold that the body has over the soul. And we are able to focus, to connect, to allow our neshama to fly closer to Hashem.